The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin begins now.
Greetings, Virginia bankers. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about maintaining customer relationships during difficult times. My oldest mantra when encouraging ethical sales cultures to bankers is make a friend, earn a customer. Now, recent economic shocks to both the American consumer and small businesses has a derivative of that phrase in my mind. Be a friend, keep a customer is something I've begun suggesting to bankers striving to maintain relationships as economic headwinds pick up. Customers are increasingly under financial strain and searching for solutions to their challenges. Now, in tandem, human nature prompts folks to pay special attention to who they can rely on and turn to when challenging situations are before them. Good friends are those you can call upon when you need help. Better friends, however, reach out to you before you have to ask. Now, the genesis of my make a friend, earn a customer approach sprung from a time years ago when I was asked to create real-world sales training programs for in-store branch bankers. Now, at the time, the dominant approach most were using involved rather aggressive sales tactics that were ineffective at best and counterproductive at worst. Of course, many traditional branches at the time weren't exactly ports in a sales storm. More than a few banks had adopted an every teller transaction is a sales opportunity approach. Most bankers who lived through that era can tell stories of the very first words coming out of a customer's mouth sounding like, I know, you already asked me about that. I don't want it. Can I please just deposit this check? We created environments in which customers saw a banker interaction, whether in a branch or in a store or even a phone call, as being a sales minefield to navigate on the way to trying to complete a transaction. It was clearly obvious that bankers operating in these cultures were looking for every reason in the world not to interact with customers. They rightly associated these heavy-handed approaches with alienating otherwise happy clients. Worse, customers began looking at them as salespeople with agendas and not bankers looking to help them. To remove the fear from the sales process, I began asking folks to simply focus on making as many friends as they could in their stores or branches or communities, wherever. I asked them to put all other agendas aside and simply look to increase the number of people in this world who would consider them a friend, or at the least, friendly. We discussed the basics of putting ourselves in position to have friendly conversations with folks. We acknowledge that people become friends at different paces. There are some folks we connect with instantly to become fast friends. Others may take a bit more time and effort, but if we remained proactively engaging and friendly, more than not would come around. I was regularly amused as senior managers would express surprise that taking the hard focus off sales was leading to increased sales. But the simple fact of the matter is that increasing pleasant, non-agenda conversations with people led to much more frequent and productive interactions. And the process of making new friends goes hand in hand with earning new customers. We earn them when we engage people, ask and listen to their stories, and as appropriate, share our own. There's little doubt that both consumer and small business customers are experiencing varying levels of financial stress these days. Some are better positioned to weather the storm than others, but it's a fair bet that the majority have concerns. It's in challenging and uncertain times that people more clearly see who their strongest allies are. Being helpful if asked for assistance is powerful. Reaching out to check in on someone, listen to their concerns, and offer assistance if needed without being asked is even more meaningful. There's a tendency for bankers to assume that small business customers in particular have a greater awareness of the products and services and assistance available to them than they actually do. Yet even those who are on top of everything available to them tend to have questions that will go unasked and unanswered unless and until their banker reaches out. Whether a customer has a new or evolving need that can be addressed or not, a friendly check-in reminds them of who is truly on their side. Remember, make a friend, earn a customer, and as importantly, be a friend, keep a customer. Until next time, Virginia bankers, I'm Dave Martin wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.